USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dozens were feared dead after tornadoes and severe weather caused catastrophic damage across multiple states, tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100 before the day is done. The damage is even worse now that we have first light.
Football star and TV celebrity Michael Strahan caught a ride to space with Jeff Bezos' rocket launching company Saturday, sharing the trip with the daughter of America's first astronaut. Touchdown has a new meaning now, he tweeted after landing. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Six people were part of the NS-19 mission, including Fox Sports' Michael Strahan and Laura Shepard Churchley, the oldest daughter of NASA astronaut Alan Shepard, for whom the rocket is named.
Five, four, command engine start. Two, one.
Mission Control has confirmed New Shepard has cleared the tower and is on its way to space.
Churchley and the former New York Giant, guests of Blue Origin, were joined by four paying customers. The group launched from West Texas Launch Site 1 facility near Van Horn. 55 people died and more than 100 are injured after a tractor-trailer smuggling migrants from Guatemala, Ecuador, the Dominican Republic, and Honduras crashed into a bridge and flipped over on Thursday. The truck was smuggling about 250 migrants when it crashed into a bridge in southern Mexico and flipped over. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has a new mask mandate.
New York State has brought back its indoor mask mandate. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a mask mandate inside all indoor public places that aren't requiring proof of vaccine. She says COVID hospitalizations in the state have increased 29% since Thanksgiving.
I have to protect people, but also the economy. I want to make sure that the little businesses that were hurt so hard during the pandemic and have shut down, resulting in their loss of income, but the loss of income of all the people who work for them. We have to prevent that from happening.
Earlier this week, New York City's mayor announced a private vaccine mandate for all private sector employees, calling it a preemptive strike ahead of the wintertime surge with the Omicron variant. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a farewell letter to the American public, former Senator Bob Dole, who passed away at 98 years old this week of lung cancer, mocked Chicago's long history of allowing dead people to vote in elections. Robin Dole, Dole's daughter, read the tribute during her speech at his funeral on Friday.
And to see, like others who have gone before me, if I will still be able to vote in Chicago.
The jab at the Democrat-run city's reputation for keeping messy voter rolls was met with hearty laughs from the crowd. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.